So this next question, really, I don't know why I never thought about this, but it came out in the first case that we heard when we started talking to these docs. And when you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Okay, the data came out from the SOLO-1 trial in November. What about patients who've already had their chemo, but, you know, maybe 6 months later, a year later? What about using delayed therapy? I remember when the trastuzumab adjuvant trials came out in breast cancer, everybody was all panicked. So we try to add trastuzumab, and these people have already had chemotherapy in the past. Of course, that goes away after a couple of years. But right now, Katie, we're kind of in this intermediate zone. I'm curious about how long a patient might have been from surgery that you would still, again, outside a reimbursement issue. Before you answer the question, Katie, what is the track of recurrence in the first couple of years after debulking surgery? What fraction occurs after 6 months, after a year, after 2 years?
So on SOLO-1, and we have to remember, on SOLO-1 is the first time we've ever prospectively studied patients with BRCA mutations. All other data was from epidemiologic data. So this is prospectively collected data and really gives us some accurate information on how our patients do. We demonstrated a hazard ratio of 0.3 in favor of maintenance olaparib, so a 70% reduction in the risk of recurrence. And the landmark analysis we kind of look at is based on the Kaplan-Meier estimates at 3 years, we had 60% of patients on olaparib progression-free as compared to only 26% progression-free on placebo. And surprising to me was that 20% of that population on the placebo arm recurred at 6 months or less. So they're platinum resistant, just like all of our patients. We still had a 20% platinum resistant rate, which I thought would have been lower. And by 1 year, 50% had recurred. And then the slope starts to flatten a little bit. And the olaparib curve, of course, looks entirely different. So we lose that big shoulder at the beginning by using olaparib.